Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. Guyer's backpedaling near the track. He makes the catch on the track, and ball game. The Indians are 14-10 to end the month of April as they pummel the Seattle Mariners here today by a final score of 12-4.
Oh, how about that weekend for the Tribe against the Mariners and the other teams in the month of April? Here to talk about that and other things, our friend Bob DiBiasio of the Indians joining us to talk about the Tribe, and we'll have some tickets to give away in just a little bit, all courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. What a weekend, Bob, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Good morning, boys, especially yesterday. The shoes were on, and, you know, we won a one-run game on Saturday, a very odd game. They score three in the top of the first. We score four in the bottom of the first, so that was it for the rest of the game. And then, again, yesterday, the bats came alive, and all of a sudden you win your fourth series in a row. You go to 14-10 in the month of April, which, you know, is a pretty good start for us, obviously. I think it's the best in a number of years, especially with, Kipnis and Chisenhall being out early, not really sure how we wanted to, you know, have a workload with our pitching staff since they pitched into November. So all in all, we're very, very happy with the 14-10 start, sitting at the top of the AL Central.
But health of the team, Bob, everybody shaping up okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We're rounded into form. One of the things that's most exciting is, you know, the simple fact that both Andrew Miller, Cody Allen, with their incredible workload in the month of October and into November, they've just continued to be just so effective. I think they've combined pitched 22 innings, somewhere in there, and they've only given up one run. They've been lights out, as we expect, and the back end of the bullpen is one of the strengths of this baseball team, and those guys steadily, obviously haven't missed a beat. And Michael Brantley's back healthy, which is such a huge addition to this baseball team. And so we're sitting in a pretty good spot health wise. And we go to Detroit. We have a 10-game road trip here coming up, four in Detroit. So big, AL Central matchups. Then we head over to Kansas City, who has really struggled this year thus far. And then we go to Toronto, who has also really struggled. I think Toronto and Kansas City may have the two worst records in the American League. So maybe time to make some hay here on this 10-game, three-city road trip that's coming up. So we don't come back till May 12th to Progressive Field.
Bob, who leads off the pitching rotation for the Tribe?
Yeah, Trevor Bauer takes the ball tonight. And so the Tigers are going to get Trevor Bauer and then Corey Kluber, then Carlos Carrasco, and then Danny Salazar. So that's a tough foursome to face when you go into a four-game series. So we feel good about our chances. It's always tough to win a four-game series to win three out of four. But that will be the goal as we head into Motown tonight, 7:10. The four games, and again off to Kansas City, and then to Toronto before getting back. And we'll have our first real sense of promotions when we get back on May 12th. We'll talk about it next week. But it'll be the first Sugardale Dollar Dogs and a T-shirt giveaway and things of that nature when we get back home here in mid-May.
Bob, I noticed from the notes of yesterday's game, the Mariners had somebody come up to bat who was named a Boog Powell. But, of course, that's not his real name, and I guess no relation to a Boog Powell, who actually did play for the Indians for a full season and part of another.
And, yes, Boog. Yeah, what did they say that he looked like in the 70s when he wore the all-red uniform, a big blood clot or something like that. But,
tomato. Let's go with tomato.
Yeah. you know, I guess the young man's father, Mr. Powell, was a big Boog Powell fan, so that's why he named his kid Boog Powell.
I don't want to make it sound old. It said his grandfather was a big Boog Powell fan.
Oh, his grandfather. Yeah, okay, yes. I knew there was somebody in his family. Yeah, that was a a Boog Powell fan, yeah.
But I remember Boog playing for the Tribe, but I did not remember, and I'm looking at his stats, his career stats. In 1975, he actually belted 27 home runs and knocked in 86 for the Indians.
Yeah, no, he played well for the Tribe at first base. Yeah, he first base DH for the Tribe when, you know, that first year of Frank Robinson, you know, being the manager of the baseball team in 75. And now Boog was a good player. And right now, I don't know if you know, but out in Baltimore, where obviously Boog played most of his career, they have Boog's Barbecue in right center field in Camden Yards. So, yeah, he's still connected with the Orioles.
Greg, I guess we could leave it on that note. I was going to ask, though, have you ever had three people throw out the first pitch at the same time? You had it over the weekend with the first-round picks of the Browns. That's quite unique. Yeah.
Well, we did an opening day, if you remember that. We had Jim Brown, Austin Carr, and Jim Thome as well. And then the three draft picks, not very often, but oddly, yes, here in the month of April, we've done it twice, yeah.
Well, Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next Monday in the middle of this big, long road trip, but we'll see how the Tribe does during this important month of May as well.
You got it, boys. Take care. Go Tribe. Have a great week.